Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel, for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are speaking with Mr. Daniel D'Ambrosio, the founder of Fast Home Sales, which offers their clients an alternative way to sell their property without the hassle, stress, and fees associated with a traditional sale. And he joins us here today to share how to sell a house fast to a company that truly cares. And Mr. D'Ambrosio, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks so much for having me.
And of course, we're happy that you joined us and looking forward to being informed per your expertise. So your business is a little different because more business for you doesn't necessarily mean selling as it does for most companies, but you are looking to buy homes. But even still, this purchase process can be incredibly competitive. Am I on the right track here? Do correct me if I'm wrong.
For sure, Eric. This business, it's really different. You think, typically in a sales process, I think it's super competitive. What we're doing is looking to buy. You know, I was in sales at Oracle for a while, and when doing that, there might be three or four different competitors kind of trying to win the same business. Right now, as we're looking to buy properties, it's not uncommon to have 10 or more competitors trying to buy the same home I'm actually looking to purchase. It's crazy.
Now, taking that even further with a home purchase, it's all about the numbers, right? So, I mean, if buyer A offers $150,000 and buyer B offers $200,000, it's a pretty easy decision for the seller, right?
Well, Eric, yes. I mean, it is about the numbers, but yes and no. Of course, the seller cares about how much they're going to get, and there are times that it's only about the money. But, you know, that's actually not always the case. Many times sellers have called me and have said that they want to go with us, even though our offer might not be the highest. Now, this is within reason. Our rule is we pay as much as we possibly can while still running a profitable business. We're not trying to get rich on any single purchase. We want to serve people one at a time and present the best solution we can. I always tell people that my goal is to understand their situation and then offer them the best possible solution in the marketplace, even if that solution doesn't include us. And this has been something that's been, you know, a real great thing in serving the clients, because like I said, many will come back to us in the end.
And of course, I'd be curious, has this approach worked for you? Get into some of those details from what you've seen.
You know, this is our philosophy. We try to think of each person that we work with as we would want our parents or grandparents to be treated. What is truly best for them? Reminds me of a story. There was once this woman who called me. It was a Monday. And she just said, I have to sell my house by Thursday. I must sell my property. So in a situation like that, you know, there's some motivation. There's an opportunity for us to serve and to meet her need and to potentially get a good deal, right? We're a business. We're looking to make a profit. And so I shoot out there on Monday and meet with her, and we're talking a little bit. And I want to get deeper than just the numbers. I want to understand what's truly going on. This woman was in her 60s, and we started to talk a little bit. And she said, I need to sell my home because my boyfriend is in a prison camp in Africa. Now, if this was true, this would be terrible. I started to dig a little bit deeper. Tell me, can we talk to your boyfriend? Can we get on the line with them and figure out really what's going on here? As we dug deeper, we found that her boyfriend wasn't at all in a prison camp. This was a scam where someone was trying to get her to sell her property and transfer all her money to supposedly release this guy from prison. It was crazy. And so in that situation, I just told her, I said, ma'am, don't sell your home to anybody. We certainly can't buy it. And it's not a good move for you. And we tried to treat them the way that we would want our parents or grandparents to be treated. Now, from a financial perspective, we left some hefty profit on the table. I could have come in and made a really aggressive offer, and I'm pretty sure she would have taken it, but that just doesn't match with our values and who we are. And I know that that type of thought and carefulness and treating people right comes back.
And I truly agree with you on that, and it was a great example that you just shared today. We are with Daniel D'Ambrosio, the founder of Fast Home Sells, which offers their clients an alternative way to sell their property without the hassle, stress, and fees associated with a traditional sale. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. D'Ambrosio, what does caring actually mean? I mean, that's kind of a funny question. I mean, that was a good story with the lady. But what about the guy that's behind on a few mortgage payments and just needs to sell? It would be all about money for him, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, of course, the guy that needs help with money, and there's always the question of where is he going to live afterward? And then there are other questions that I need to think through. How much, if any, equity does he have in his home? Is there a chance that we can actually get him into a better home for a similar or even lower payment? Can we partner with him to get him more than he could get himself? And when exactly does he need to close? There are so many different questions that we need to answer. That's why, you know, Eric, it is about the money, right? When people are looking to sell their home, they want to get as much as they can. But it's about so much more than that, too. It's about really finding what is the best solution for that person. There have been times when, you know, we've sat down with somebody and the best solution doesn't include us. And that's okay. We'll point them in that direction and lead them towards, hey, this is what you need to do. There are other times where we really truly are the best solution. We can come in and give them a good fair price or figure out a way to get them into a better property. Sometimes somebody's in a home that's just in terrible disrepair. Maybe they're elderly, maybe they just haven't been able to care for the property, but it's in one of these neighborhoods that's really emerging and starting to see some value. And we can literally trade their property, take their house, and for no money, get them into one that's really fixed up and in nicer condition. So it's a situational basis, but really this idea and this principle of caring for people is something that you know, produces great results for all parties involved.
And of course, I'm very appreciative of your response and your input there. That is most helpful. And by the way, on a personal note, I certainly appreciate your approach. Good stuff here. Now, what are the fees typically associated with selling a home to you guys versus someone utilizing a real estate agent or a big name iBuyer?
I'm so glad you asked that question. This is one of the things that we love. And our clients love too. There are no fees in working with us. And what we bring to the table and why so many people work with us is because we just make it incredibly easy, the sale process. So when we agree upon a number, that's the number that the seller will get minus nothing. So we're literally paying all of the attorney fees. We're paying the taxes on the property. We're taking the home 100% as is. And as is doesn't just mean condition. It even means stuff. We've had to go in houses and, you know, fill up four or five dumpsters of the stuff that's left. And that's an extreme case. That's not normal. But usually people are moving out and they'll be like, you know, we really don't want that couch anymore or these few things. We'll take care of all of that and just make the process super easy. And there are no fees that we charge.
Well, this certainly has been great to have had you with us this morning. A lot of good information and really appreciate what you do at Fast Home Sales. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, or anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Well, I just want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak with you on this podcast here. It's a lot of fun. I do want to say if someone, you know, in the audience, someone that's listening is looking to sell, definitely reach out to us. Like we said, we're not going to try to fit a square peg in a round hole and jam a solution that doesn't fit. I think we'd be a good starting place for you to look at all of the options and give you the pros and cons of selling for sale by owner or selling on the market with a real estate agent or selling to an investment company like ours. And so we hope to get the chance to serve you in the near future.
And again, it was great to have had you with us and really appreciate what you do in the space. Again, listeners, it is fasthomesales.com. Mr. D'Ambrosio, keep doing what you're doing, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
And I did as well. We have been speaking with Mr. Daniel D'Ambrosio, the founder of Fast Home Sales, which offers their clients an alternative way to sell their property without the hassle, stress, and fees associated with a traditional sale. And for all the details and for contact, once again, it is fasthomesales.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.